Hey guys, I just got something really new in. Apparently, femons and males are not the same. They're different. Of course, I'm not really allowed to say that, but I'm afraid that's the truth. And femons and males are not only different physically, they're different mentally, too. Femons' brains are wired different than a man's. I don't know, maybe some of you men have noticed that. Men in general, if they get together, talk about the deeper things, the meaningful things in life. Reality. When femons start to get together and start chatting, they usually talk about the superficial things in life. I don't know whether you guys may have noticed that. But of course, as you know, we're not really allowed to say that. I mean, generally speaking, men will talk about things like, I don't know, the government, the factory down the road that's closed and people have lost their jobs. Things that affect people in everyday life. And it's the same with, say, I don't know, TV programmers. Entertainment type of thing. Men like to see something that has something of depth, meaningful. Femons generally likes things like things with lots of glitzy in it. Something that's very superficial, materialistic perhaps. Lots of sort of panaz and fakery. Fantasy, really. And of course the soaps. They can watch them for hours. Generally speaking, a man can't do that because his brain is wired differently. But if he's married, he has to sit there and watch it, doesn't he? And what everybody says and how they try and push it or whatever, that's just the way it is, and always has been. Generally, men get things done, whereas women talk about it. Of course, there is a reason why it is like that. Let's take us way back into the caveman days. Ugh. Man protected femons and provided for them. Whether femons like to admit it or not, they've done that all the time. Without any thanks from the femon. So the femons didn't have to worry about providing things, going out, getting food, except maybe berries, which wouldn't sustain a tribe. They needed meat. Men provided the meat. He also provided the shelter. Femons didn't have to worry about a thing, really, except the superficial stuff. But as men are walking away because femons don't need no man, now femons have to deal with the actual reality of day-to-day life. And a lot of them are blowing gaskets because their brain isn't wired for that. But as us men have been told over and over again, they don't need no man. But they always have a man around, don't they? Still. And the good thing for men is that it's freed his time up greatly. Freed his responsibility that most men have had from birth. They've removed the weight around their neck that was holding them down. And if you delve into the lives of these femons who are strong and independent and empowered, if you take a look at their lives, it's a complete mess. A lot of them are in debt up to their eyeballs and are stumbling from one day to the next. But they're virtue signaling how well they're doing, of course. But it's not man's responsibility anymore, whether they succeed or fail. Femons have blamed everything on man. But when man has removed himself completely from the femon's world, who are they going to blame then? Because of the thousands of years that man has been on the planet and been conditioned to have to care for the femon, it's hard for man to just think of himself completely solely. Because in his primal brain it's always saying, protect and provide. But in this new world that femons have created, men must do neither, except for themselves. Years and years ago it was recognized the man should step up to the plate for single mothers and be the father to the child. But younger men nowadays are asking themselves, why should they look after another man's child? And why should they forfeit their time and energy for the femon's mistake? This type of thinking from men is a stepping stone. They're removing the guilt that they felt, that the femons put on them by shaming tactics. Men's logical brain is starting to see clearer than it ever has done before, and seeing the real true nature of the femon. For many of hundreds of years, femons have not accepted responsibility or accountability. There may come a day when I'm afraid they're going to have to. And that day, for me, can't come soon enough. Good day to you, gentlemen.